So did you watch the Grammys last night?
I watched the Grammys on two screens, Jade, a TV and on my computer for making GIFs.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did.
It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Monday, February 11th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And coming up, yes, it's all Grammys all the time. We're going to talk about some of the performances. We've got a take on hip-hop at the Grammys, kind of a big deal. And we'll talk about all the fantastic women that stepped on stage.
So let's start by talking about the night's big theme, a night for powerful women.
Heck yeah, isn't every night 2009 finally, right? Yeah, it was big. I mean, not only is there a woman host, and I saw someone tweet, it was like hippie mom taking over the stage and just calmly leading you through everything.
She was so loose and comfortable. I loved her little Alicia Keys show segment, playing two pianos at once, because why not? She's got the chops. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch her up there.
Yeah, and then it's like everything that I loved the most was led by women. I'm talking about the big tribute to Dolly Parton. That was huge, because it wasn't just Dolly going on stage, but you got to hear her singing her songs, which is so wonderful, and I think kind of showcases that, A, Dolly Parton has a very, very good voice, and B, her songwriting was fantastic. Katy Perry joined her. Her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus, stepped on stage. And if you've seen Miley Cyrus live, she usually tosses in at least one Dolly Parton song into her show. And then she also had on stage one of the women who was up for a big country award. That would be Maren Morris. Kacey Musgraves was on stage. She ended up being one of the big winners of the night. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But it was a huge tribute to her.
Yeah, that Dolly Parton tribute was, felt like the big show-stopping moment of the night. Definitely sort of the climax of the night in a way. And it was appropriate, given that you're celebrating, you know, one of the most legendary women in music history. And it all ended with the sing-along to 9 to 5, an all-star sing-along, fill the stage with people singing 9 to 5. And when you think about the lyrics of that song, they let you dream, but watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit.
Although, can I tell you my one sort of upsetting moment, the one bittersweetness to that, is that Margot Price and Brandi Carlile have been performing that song live on tour over the summer, and they do such a good job with it that I was really disappointed to not see the two of them on stage with Dolly.
Oh, good point. So to step back and talk about the context here, if you remember last year, the Recording Academy, which runs the Grammys, faced withering criticism. The whole night felt like just a big men fest. Mm-hmm. Only one time did a woman take the stage alone to accept an award. That was Alicia Cara, Best New Artist. So Neil Portnow gave his infamous step up interview, saying that women just need to step up to be recognized for their accomplishments. And so clearly the Grammys knew that going into this year, if they had one job, it was to change that dynamic. And they certainly did, at least to all appearances.
Well, to kick it off with Michelle Obama stepping onto the stage and really showing off her love and appreciation of music in general, and bringing it all together as a way for us to come together as people.
It's definitely a stirring opening when Alicia Keys said she would like to bring a few of her sisters on stage and introduced Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Jennifer Lopez, and that's right, Michelle Obama.
From the Motown records I wore out on the South Side to the Who Run the World songs that fueled me through this last decade, music has always helped me tell my story. And I know that's true for everybody here.
Some of the best performances of the night were done by women. I know I've mentioned this before, the Dolly Parton, hugely great. But also Janelle Monáe did such a phenomenal performance. I was blown away. It was just so tight, so wonderful, so beautifully choreographed. Her facial expressions when she sings just is an absolute delight. That was a huge highlight for me. And St. Vincent performed alongside Dua Lipa. And Dua ended up winning Best New Artist. And while she was up there, she kind of took that as her opportunity to poke back at Neil Portnow and kind of say, yeah, maybe you weren't right last year.
I guess, oh my God, I don't even know where to begin. I guess where I want to begin is by saying how honored I am to be nominated alongside so many incredible female artists this year, because I guess this year we've really stepped up.
So let's talk about hip hop. Another challenge the Grammys have had in recent years has been forming a strong relationship with hip hop, which is probably the most urgent and commercially successful genre in popular music right now. And hip hop artists have never really felt like the Grammys have got hip hop.
But I think this year they felt like, maybe this is the opportunity. I mean, Drake actually showed up for the first time in who knows how many years, although they did cut off his speech halfway through.
Yeah, so Drake showed up, and it was a surprise that he was even there, because he hadn't been there the last couple of years, and he kind of came from backstage when they announced his name as winner of Best Rap Song for God's Plan. He kind of whips around wearing his turtleneck and jumps on stage and gives a speech where he underplays the importance of the Grammys themselves.
Look, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here, I promise you. You already won.
Apparently, though, when they cut him off, that wasn't a hate moment. They weren't mad at him. He wasn't mad. But it still felt a little weird watching it and seeing his mic just kind of go off and go to commercial break.
Yeah, kind of almost in the middle of a sentence that happened. And so, yeah, definitely if you were watching that, you got the impression, oh, someone made the Grammys mad. But he did show up. You know who didn't show up? One of the night's biggest winners, Childish Gambino, won for both Record of the Year and Song of the Year for This Is America, which made it the first rap song to win those awards. Donald Glover did not attend.
Yeah, and he even won for Best Music Video as well, which, I mean, really, that song is the standout that it is because of that music video. So, yeah, it was kind of disappointing not to see him, and it was kind of disappointing not to see anyone take a stand for 21 Savage. Everybody was kind of waiting for this to be a big moment where people who've worked with him, Post Malone is somebody that I'm thinking of, he performed a song that 21 Savage was on, and yet didn't really make any comment about that. A lot of people were saying that that was a moment that they felt like in the hip hop world should have been acknowledged.
Yeah, so 21 Savage, the collaborator on This Is America, who is currently in custody, was taken into custody by ICE for an alleged immigration violation.
But looking at the positive side of things, huge night for Cardi B, first solo woman to ever win Best Rap Album.
Yeah, Best Rap Album has always gone to dudes, solo dudes, group dudes, 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 dudes.
Mm-hmm.
The only exception being when the Fugees won, and of course Lauryn Hill is a key member of that group, but did not win as a solo artist. So Cardi B definitely made history and brought down the house with a typically showy performance. She was dressed sort of like, if you imagine Purple Rain as a vampire movie, what would Prince have been wearing? That was kind of the purple cape that she was rocking. Twerked on the piano, unforgettable. So we should also talk about the part of the Grammys that you didn't see on TV unless you were watching all day on Sunday and watched the stream that happened before the big nationally televised ceremony. Only 9 awards were actually given out on primetime TV. The vast majority of Grammys, dozens of them in fact, are given out in a ceremony before the big telecast. So we should talk about what happened during that ceremony. So if you were surprised to see Kacey Musgraves win Album of the Year, you might not have been as surprised if you'd been watching and paying attention and know that she was piling up awards in that ceremony before the televised ceremony. She actually won the same 4 awards that Taylor Swift swept in 2010 with her album Fearless. She won Album of the Year. Of course, we all saw that. She also won Best Country Album, Best Country Song, and Best Country Solo Performance.
Yeah, huge year for Kacey Musgraves. Although a lot of people, you know, there's always one person every year where people go, who? And I think Casey, unfortunately, got a lot of who? But maybe that means a lot more people will be listening to her this year. I have to say, sad night for Bjork yet again. One of these years, Bjork, you will win. I'll be cheering for you. I'll be wearing my swan costume like I do every single year, hoping that Bjork wins. But yes, 0 for 15 in the Grammy nominations, as yet again, she was nominated for Best Alternative Music Album. And sorry, swing but a miss, because Beck, who's won in the past, picked up another win for Colors.
A cool thing about Colors, that album also won for Best Engineered Album, and that meant that Emily Lazar, who was the mastering engineer on that album, became the first woman to win in that category.
Big night for the ladies.
Unfortunately, not for Linda Perry, who was nominated for Best Producer of the Year, non-classical, didn't take that award. She would have been the first woman ever to win in that category. Pharrell ended up winning that award.
There were so many good performances that I keep forgetting, you know, my favorites of the night. But one of the best performances of the evening was done by Brandi Carlile. And when she took the stage to sing her song, The Joke, when she was backstage, she said she had been nervous before she walked on stage. And then she saw out in the audience, standing up in sort of the middle, Janelle Monáe, only person standing in the entire audience, just looking at her, and had a smile on her face. And she said she immediately calmed down and just started playing the song pretty much only to Janelle Monáe. And she killed it. And so while she didn't take home any of the quote unquote big awards, Brandi Carlile still walked away with a Grammy.
Yeah, she walked away with multiple Grammys, in fact, for Best Americana Album, Best American Roots Song, and Best American Roots Performance. And so, yeah, that meant she didn't get to give a speech in the big telecast, but she gave a great speech in the pre-broadcast ceremony when she accepted the award for Best American Roots Song for The Joke.
Americana music is the island of the misfit toys. I am such a misfit. It is this music that has shaped my life and made me who I am and even given me my family, Tim and Phil. I came out of the closet at 15 years old when I was in high school, and I can assure you that I was never invited to any parties and never got to attend a dance. To be embraced by this enduring and loving community has been the dance of a lifetime. Thank you for being my island.
A couple other fun facts from the Grammys you didn't see unless you're watching the stream. Best Urban Contemporary Album went to The Carters. Beyoncé and Jay-Z won last night for Everything Is Love. Do you know who won Best Reggae Album?
There's only one reggae song that I listened to at all last year, and I don't know if I would necessarily consider it reggae, but it was Sting going reggae.
I want to say ding, 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 but maybe I should say sting, sting, sting. That is correct. Sting and Shaggy won Best Reggae Album because, of course, they did. There's also a category last night where Jimmy Carter beat Questlove.
What?
Of course, this is
Jay,
the best.
This is why I'm so glad that you watched all of the early stream.
I can't promise I watched the whole stream, but I was delighted to see that former President Jimmy Carter won a Grammy for an audiobook about faith. Questlove was nominated in that category for his Creative Quest book, but how bad can you feel when you lose to Jimmy Carter? So we've talked about several of the night's most memorable performances. Any disappointments in that category for you?
There was one that I knew was going to be disappointing before I even went into it. And I know I feel like I'm piling on because kind of this was the general consensus of the world. But Post Malone and Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, maybe if they had done like a Play the Hits Chili Peppers, like let's just hear a song that we all know and love. But they picked a song that is kind of a song for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It wasn't necessarily the greatest performance. I'm sure there are several people out there who are right now saying it was my favorite moment of the show, but it didn't really do it for me.
Anthony Kiedis did take his shirt off.
Thank goodness for that.
Whether that's good or bad, it happened. What did you think of the J-Lo Motown tribute?
I will say that was kind of a bit of a letdown for me as well. I think J-Lo is all about the glitz and the glamour, but I think there were several people in the audience who could have done Motown a little bit more justice.
What about that weird moment where you had James Blake collaborating with members of Earth, Wind & Fire leading into Travis Scott?
Yeah, but that's kind of what the Grammys loves to do, is mash things up in a way where sometimes it's fantastic with the Dua Lipa and St. Vincent, and sometimes it just feels like you're really trying to push those puzzle pieces together and it doesn't quite fit.
So one of the other big celebrations of an icon that came heavily advertised was the Diana Ross moment.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me. She wished herself happy 75th birthday multiple times, which, yes, Diana
Ross.
Get it. You deserve all the happy birthday wishes from yourself, from others. It was quite a moment. She was introduced by her 9-year-old grandson, which was, of course, adorable. And then she just came out resplendent to sing a couple of ballads and share a surprising amount of inspirational wisdom with the crowd.
You lead the way.
Well, we could say a lot more about the Grammys, but we don't want to be as long as the actual Grammys telecast. So
yeah,
we're going to wrap it up.
I'm going to cut you off right there.
Well, that's our episode for today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. In case you missed it, we had a Grammys preview episode, which, well, now we know what happened, but also included a really interesting chat with a couple of people from the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame about some iconic North Carolina musicians who were honored at the Grammys this year. You can find that over at thecurrent.org or wherever you get podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news.
Thank you. You're so wonderful and beautiful.